این آدیو از ساتسانگ مرکز رینو در روز 5 ژانویه 2020 است. کوی کوت رو میخونه. This audio is from the satsang at Rino Center on January 5th, 2020. Kavi reads the quote.
Tonight's quote is speak with love and it becomes true.
کوت امشبمون هست با عشق سخن بگو در نتیجه حقیقت میشه.
So I've looked at this quote for a while now, deciding whether we're going to use it. But it's always really been interesting to me. But I've spent time with it, and I don't feel like I know much more than when I started about what it's saying. And so I have a couple of questions, and I'm hoping together maybe we can help each other understand it better.
کمی میگه که من یه مدتی با این کوت موندم ولی هنوز نمیفهمم که این کوت داره چی میگه و چی میخواد به ما برسونه. یه چند تا سوال دارم و امیدوارم که بتونیم با هم اینو باز کنیم.
So, right, just the first, I guess the first part of this says speak with love. And, you know, what does that mean to you? Speak with love.
قسمت اولش میگه با عشق صحبت کنید. منظورش چیه؟ برای شما چه مفهوم و معنایی داره؟
Before opening the mouth, trying to get connected, go to silence before trying to talk. That's what it means.
من گفتم به نظر من درک من اینه که قبل اینکه دهنمون رو باز کنیم چیزی بگیم توجهمون رو بدیم به قلبمون و به سکوت. سعی کنیم اون سکوت رو پیدا کنیم بعد حرف بزنیم.
من اسم جواب تو
وقتی با عشق صحبت میکنیم بس میشیم به مرکز به حضور وقتی هم که به حضور بسیم همه چی ممکنه و از اون طریق رو گفته میشه همه چی ممکنه از امیده کنیم when we're connected to life everything is possible our love is our connection to When we talk with love, we get connected to the light, to the existence, whatever you want to call it. The only thing it is. And when that happens, وقتی که اتفاق میافته همه چی ممکنه. قادر آن همه چی هستی. That's what it means to me.
So I've been really into the practice of watching myself lately, and I see so many just repeated thoughts and reactions and actions of the first group. I'm owed something, I want something, and I'm obsessed with not only that we have the choice not to go with it, but how every time you do, it doesn't feel good. I mean, it really doesn't ever bring you joy to go with one of these things that just pops up and you feel entitled to say or indignant or emotional about. So for me, not going with those is not going with love. I can say what not going with love looks like. It's going with those like reactions and flares and just thoughts of little me. And I'm hoping that by not going with those more and more, I'm getting closer to going with love.
بهار میگه من اخیراً خیلی در حال تمرین نگاه کردن به خودم هستم.
دائما خودم رو نگاه میدونم، نگاه میکنم و میبینم، و میبینم که وقتی که با میخوام با افکارم برم یا با این سه دسته برم، دو دسته اول طلبها رو بدهکار بودن، واقعا احساس خوبی به من نمیده و کمکم نمیکنه. و این رفتن با افکار، رفتن با ایگو، رفتن با واکنش نشون دادن، ثابت کردن این که این حق با منه، این بالا اومدن منیت یا ایگو، همه اینها هیچ کدوم صلح و آرامش بر ایجاد نمی کنه.
اتفاقا منم خواستم همینو بگم که خب بهار کامل شد و که لاب نداشتن و بیشتر در دفاع کردن، اثبات کردن، با افکار رفتن و از اونجا صحبت کردن بیشتر از همان قابل تشخیصه و سکوت و مصور میتونه از اونجا حرف زدن میتونه
So Yehuda says that, I was going to say the same thing that Bauer said so completely, that speaking without love is defending and going with the thoughts, and speaking from love might be speaking from that silence.
Yeah, this quote reminds me of there's just two things. One is the Are You With Me meditation. It's not directly about speaking, but it's that thing of like when you touch that silence before you go into a situation, how you can handle, be in that situation in such a more full and, proper way. So that's the first thing that I kind of hits me when I read this quote. The second thing is this quote from Sat that's above Liana's bed, which says, where there is divine love, I think it's miracles there, there are miracles.
There are divine miracles.
There are divine miracles. And something about, both of those resonate with me in this quote, but neither of them are about speaking with love. They're more about, connecting with it. So I didn't know if those were, if this is more literal than that.
کبیر میگه که وقتی من روی این کد توجه میکنم دو چیز توجه منو جلب میکنه و به نظرم میرسه. یکی میتیشن تو با منی که در واقع وقتی تو با منی رو میکنی صحبت کردن نیست، ولی یه جورایی با اون حقیقت، با سکوت، با درون تماس برقرار میکنیم، ارتباط برقرار میکنیم تا واکنش کاملتر و درستری از خودمون نشون بدیم. دومی چیزی که به خاطرم میاره این نوشته یا گفته از سطحه که میگه که وقتی که عشق الهی وجود داره معجزه های الهی هم پدیدار میشن، وجود دارن. ولی اون چیزی که سوال منه اینه که اینا اینجا از گفتن، کلام، صحبت کردن حرف میزنه، آیا یه چیزی خیلی عینی تر از اونی که ما حرفشو میزنیم نیست؟ چون میگه صحبت کردن.
What about you, Kabul?
Speak with love, and that was when I read that. If the word, one word that came to me is something you're saying, just make sure it's pure. There's no string of lie attached, or there's no, you're not opening so many doors by speaking a word or to somebody, and just what's necessary, and mostly staying silent and not. Speaking at all would be more better, but if you have to, then just something that's more important.
سعد از کابوت بپرسه کابوت نظر تو چیه؟ تو چی فکر میکنی؟ و اون میگه که وقتی که کلمه میاد از دهانمون بیرون که مطمئن بشیم که پاکه و از جای با چیزهای دروغی و از جاهای دیگه مخلوطش نشده و در رو به جاهای دیگه باز نمیکنه و فقط اون چیزیه که ضروریه، ضرورت داره، اضافی نیست. و حقیقتش اینه که حرف نزدن از زدن بهتره، ولی اگه ناچاریم حرف بزنیم اینا رو در نظر بگیریم.
To me, speaking is not just words, it's actions and the thoughts. All of those are, to me, that's the same to contain. وقتی هم بگو به نظر من فقط گفتن لغتی نیست، اعمال هم هست، افکار هم هست، این همه جور زشته کنید توضیح بگو.
خیلی ممنون. This is one of Baba's quotes, and sometimes Sat says that Baba talks to public. So for me, it was kind of same as what Kumo says, that when he says to speak with love, it's just like don't speak out of ego or knowledge or I am somebody or most of these, and just not just the love that I love you so much, or all kind of this that we give to each other, but just the
real
love and understanding. If you want to talk to, you know, if you want to talk, that is more for me. Otherwise, just shut up, keep quiet. Nobody says something. So even if they say something is wrong, but you let them say that, just because. That's sometimes happens with me, that there are lots of situations that I want to talk, you know, and say it, but when I go back and I look at it, I see that it was out of ego, out of I know somebody, I am somebody, and all of those. من گفتم که من وقتی اینو خوندم یکم برام شد واضح تر بود، از اون جهت که صد میگن که وقتی بابا صحبت میکنه معمولا با پابلیک و با آدم های خیلی بیشتری صحبت میکنه، برای منم این به این جهت اومد که وقتی که بابا میگه که با عشق و خم بگو، بیشتر برام این بود که به جایی که با درک با یه عشق واقعی اگه میخوای حرف بزنی، به جایی که با ایگوت حرف بزنی، با منم منمت، با این که میدونم من این هستم یا نیستم، و اگه واقعا هم نمیدونی حرف نزنی. مثل اون چیزی که کمود گفت، بهتره که حرف نزنی تا اینکه بخوای چرت و پرت و چرند و پرند و بیاری بالا. چون خودم توی خیلی از موقعیت مچ خودم میگیرم که وقتی دارم حرف میزنم بعد که برمیگردم نگاه میکنم میبینم همش چرت و پرت بوده و واقعا برای چه سر این حرفا رو زدم و هزار تا فکرم بعدش میاد.
ایمن. What about you, Farsa?
I was a teacher about this one.
Yeah.
So I didn't really experience it.
از پارسا میپرسه نظر تو چیه و اون میگه که من مطمئن نیستم، به طور شخصی تجربهش نکردم که بگم.
یاده یکی از دفتار شما افتادم که البته منظورم رو خلوص نیت داشتن تو افکار، گفتار، رفتار که شما میفتید که علا رقم به دست افتاد و زی زهنی و بردن و احساسات و کرکتر تو حقیقت باشون خلوص نشون بوده یا بهیر یا نه.
Sayla says that it reminds me of one of your quotes, Sat June, that says, have sincerity in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Aside from the wrongdoings or misgivings of the personality or the thoughts or the character of people in society, you be sincere.
Despite all the love.
من یه چیز کوچیکی هم به نظرم رسید. یه لحظه هایی که توجه آدم به داخله، به قلبه، به سکوته، بعد یه توجهی به داده میشه و یه چیزی که میگی حقیقته، حالا چه برای خودت چه برای بقیه، یه جوری انگار با ندای درونت در ارتباط هستی. شاید یه معنی یه لایه دیگه این خود اونم باشه. I said, and maybe this is another layer to this quote, that
there are like glimpses of the experience that when you are getting connected with your inner, with silence, something comes out of it, if it's conscious voice or something from that manner that gives you something, tells you something. And those moments, those things are truth because it's from your connection. Those things.
Have anything else they want to share about this?
Well, the part I thought, you didn't really ask about the second part, it becomes true. But I guess I was thinking that we know that your thoughts are not real, right? They're not, they're a lie. So if you're not going with your thoughts and you're staying with love and then you're speaking with love, I think you'll end up speaking with truth. It's truth because you're not going with the lies. That's how I understood that part.
بهار میگه من راجع به قسمت دوم این کد که صحبتی راجعش نکردی که میگه که تبدیل به حقیقت میشه خواستم اینو بگم که میدونم که افکار حقیقی نیستن، حقیقتی باشون نیست. پس هر زمانی که با افکار نمیریم، در واقع نرفتن با افکار باعث میشه به اون چیزی که حقیقیه برسیم. حقیقت بعد از اون.
Is that or he's saying fake it till you make it? I don't know.
و بهار میگه که یا اینکه به این که تو انگلیسی میگن اینقدر عداشو در بیار تا واقعی بشه.
I might just be being too literal. I think that's what's going on here, but the idea of speak with love, I'm not sure I know how to do that. I really understood what everyone was saying, what not to do. But the only time I feel like I ever really have ever like understand maybe or felt speak with love is in certain satsang situations where like maybe there's like a deeper understanding of a pain or of a struggle and like we can just really be ourselves and help each other. Sometimes, you know, that maybe feels like speak with love, but I just don't know if other than that, I understand the absence of it, but I don't know if I really understand how to speak with love. Unless we're talking about our path, you know?
کوی میگه شاید من خیلی دارم متر خشخاش میذارم به کلمهش، دارم میرم تو بند خود کلمه، ولی اون چیزایی که شما گفتی تا حتی اینو میگفت که چه کارایی نکنی، ولی اینکه چه جوری باید با عشق حرف بزنم هنوز فکر نکنم مطمئنم که فهمیدم. شاید یه مثالش اون موقعی باشه که بین خودمون سعی میکنیم با درک، با محبت همدیگر کمک کنیم تو ستسانگامون، ولی بازم اینکه چه جوری با عشق حرف بزنیم و هنوز من دستگیرامش.
I think everybody's looking at me.
Wait, I don't get the joke. But...
all are looking at
Sat. So I can't see Sat anymore, so I don't know what she's nodding at. Shaking her head at. So like when he was talking about, well, maybe it's thoughts and this, I'm like, well, maybe, and I missed it. I don't know whether you agreed or not. So I'm really flying blind. And the family, why from here to there, pick a size. I'm speaking with something else, but I need to see you.
Should I translate here? I need to translate. I need to be close to her.
I get it. I'm speaking with jerk.
کردی میگه که من جایی که نشستم نمیتونم صورت سطح رو ببینم، نمیدونم کجا داره موافقت میکنه، کجا مخالفت میکنه. شما ها که جاتون عوض میکنید نمیتونید.
I really am.
because this is one of those codes that it is what you think it is. It is what you think it is. If you think God is love and you talk with love, then you're talking from God. If you say that I know what it is, what it is not, then that's for you. It's a code that you can really wear it as your own understanding and no more nor less. And there is, you can put it in any levels. In the worldly levels, it's better to be, you know, have soft, gentle words that sits in people's heart. When it sits in the heart, means it sits in their truth. You can have so many endless stages of understanding with this. But I think when I look at it, it should remind us, just be kinder. Just talk. When you want to scream at someone, you know, maybe you should bring your voice down. And if you want to lie to someone, truth would not hurt. You can bring it to that level of that. So let's use this code as a reminder. And forget about the second part of it. Just to speak with love. And you really cannot speak with love genuinely unless you think with love. Otherwise, you're giving lip service to people. You're faking it. You're a fraud. So when it says speak with love, okay. Right now, as every one of you shared, we all spoke with love. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not trying to prove that I am better than you. So just speak with love, and this is a fantastic reminder to choose love over friendship. And if you want to really, really go to the depth of it, God is love, or creation was based on love, and also that source is the only truth, so they go hand in hand. Whatever you want to do with it, it's fine with you. There is nothing extraordinary, complex about it to figure out. I think where it's tripping everybody is when it says love becomes truth. Mm-hmm. Okay, just take the first part.
We get to do that?
Yes. Yeah, love. Here, you can have this part.
Not a bit.
Well, I don't want you to touch it. Anyway, as easy as.
سطر میگن که کبی واقعا اینطور بود، حرفی که یه چیزی میگفت من سرمو تکون میدادم، برای که این کد از اون کدایه که هر جوری بگیریش در هر سطح و لیولی بگیری در همون سطح و لیول هم معنی
داره.
اگه میخوای گاد بذاری جاش خدا بذاری، میتونی خدا بذاری. اگه میخوای بذاری که در حد این که کلمه مهربون باشی، بازم همونه.
یعنی هر سطحی با مهربونی باشه میشه همون.
در سطح دنیایی اینه که صحبت با ملایمت و ملاتفت صحبت کنی و همچنین در قلبت باشی. میتونی لول های متعددی از درد تو این داشته باشه.
Let me just خلاصش کنم. So we don't go as much as I talked. چیزی که گفتم اینه که این کلیست که بر من قسمت اولش وقتی گفت speak with love یه ریمایندر خوبی بود که it was just a reminder و برای هر کسی میتونی یه چیزی باشه و اگر قسمت دومش رو نمیفهمی خب از قسمت اولش استفاده میکنی. There is so many explanation that you can have about this code, but the mind can have a amusing time with it. Or maybe that's what it means, or maybe that's what it means, but as soon as you look at this code, all of a sudden it brings softness, the first part for me. Like I speak with love. Okay, I'll do that. And it becomes true. That's wonderful that it was going to become true. I'm going to do it until it becomes true. Did it make it simpler for you?
It really did. Thank you.
ساعت میگن که این از اون خدایی که میتونه ذهن رو برای یه ذهن مشغولیتی درست کنه که همینجوری بیاد فکر کنه حالا شاید اینه شاید اونه مشغولیت و سرگرمی ذهنی ایجاد کنه. ولی سادش کنم همون کلمه اولش یادآوری خوبیه که مهربونی، نرمش، نرمی رو، لطافت رو بیاری. بعد به کبیر گفتم خب من کارت آسون کردم سادشو. قسمت دومش هم گفتی که خب از خبر خوبی خب خدا رو شکر وقتی که عشق باشه بعد حقیقت هم میدونه.
آره We talked about that in FDE this morning. Love and truth are two wings to fly with.
Love. Wisdom of truth, yekiya, tabela.
Wisdom and truth, yeah. Wisdom is the spoken of the truth. Truth yani chi, yani existence. What truth means is existence. Everything else is it was fabricated after the existence. But the body came after the existence, the idea of the body came after the existence, all the beliefs came after the existence. So but for now we speak with love.
من از سب پرسیدم که چون سب گفتم تو FDA امروز گفتن که در واقع دوتا بال عشق و حقیقته الان گفتن خرد و عشقه الان به جای خرد تروت یا حقیقت رو گفتن گفتم آیا اینا یکیه بعد سب گفتن در واقع حقیقت اون کلام یا گفته در واقع بیزدم گفته اون حقیقته و جز اون وجود یا حقیقت چیز دیگه
هستی نه وجود وجود بدره هستی از بیان وجود
جز هستی چیزی دیگه وجود نداره
خیلی حقیقت گفته شده است.
You know Baba was symbol of love. I'm not kidding you. He oozed love without even talking or all of that. And a lot of his teaching is on love and unity. And service. To the end of his life.
سخت میگن بابا سمبول و نشانه عشق بود از تمام وجودش عشق تراوش میگرد عشق حتی موقعی که حرف نمیزد و تمام درساش یا خیلی از درساش در مورد عشق یگانگی خدمته تا لحظه آخری که در بدنش بود تا تمام
یگانگی همه مظاهر
The unity of all religions.
Yes. Says when you want someone to bring their voice down, you bring yours down. But I see that in relationship is like a matching game of who can be louder. Than the other. You don't have to shout at me, you don't either. in the relationship in the world. But he was, I practiced that with my kids, I really did. When they were angry and they were shouting, because I was studying Baba's teaching so much, that I would bring my voice down. Sometimes I wouldn't be heard because it was so loud what they were saying. But honestly does bring the voice down. Because they want to hear you. Don't you have to defend yourself.
سخت میگن که یکی از سخنان بابا اینه که وقتی که در بحث و گفتگو هستید صداتون رو پایین بیارین، صداتون رو بلند نکنین، به خصوص وقتی که مشاجره است، درگیری لفظیه، صداتون رو پایین بیارین تا اون فرد دیگه هم پایین بیاره. ولی تجربه شخصی من اینه که تو ارتباطاشون آدم ها انگار یه مسابقه است که هر کی صداش بلند میکنه اون یکی هم میخواد همونقدر بلند کنی یا بلندتر، و برنده است اونی که بیشتر بلند میکنه. ولی من تو زندگی خودم با بچه ها این درس بابا رو تمرین کردم و به مرحله اجرا گذاشتم. وقتی بچه های من عصبانی میشدن صداشون رو بلند میکردن، من صدام پایین میآوردم، انقدر صدام رو پایین میآوردم که گاهی صدام شنیده نمیشد و همیشه این کار میکرد و اونام صداشون رو پایین میآوردن، برای اینکه میخواستم ببینم من چی میگم و بخواد از خودشون دفاع کنم.
Thank you. We're so, I feel so grateful to have this space that belongs to all of us, week in, week out. We must have done something really beautiful to be given a place that all of us can, including me, for sure, that I still have this place to get together and have satsang in the world of temporariness and mora'ati.
صد میگم من خیلی سپاسگزارم، خیلی شکر میکنم که این مکان رو داریم، هممون داریم، که متعلق به هممونه، که بتونیم اینجا باشیم. حتما در زندگی یه کار زیبایی کردیم که هنوز این محل وجود داره و ما میتونیم که دور هم جمع بشیم در این دنیایی که همه چیز موقتیه، هم نشینی با حقیقت بکنیم، با هم باشیم.
This is it. Go ahead, change it up.
I'm thinking, like when you said Vajud, is that existent or and I was confused between Vajud and Hasti.
Okay, Hasti is awareness, it's beyond description. Uh-huh. Vajud is the combination of your soul, your body, everything that exists on this planet. Mm-hmm. That's Vajud.
The other word was...